One of the key points of tomorrow's meeting at Rose Hill is the appearance of the Japanese. We've learnt this morning that Real Impact is 100% sound and will line up tomorrow. Michael Maxworthy loves watching the international form, and I've been watching his reports on Sky Racing World this week about them. Maxie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. Yes, a beautiful day in Sydney, as you've reported earlier. I can't wait for this meeting to get underway tomorrow, enhanced by the international horses and the international jockeys, adding a bit more flavour to what's going to be an outstanding race day.
It will be, for sure. Just your outline on these for our listeners. Toss and Stardom got a really big push for off-track work on Tuesday for Tommy Berry. How do you see this horse going into the Rand Vet tomorrow?
Well, just to profile him a little bit, Andrew, he's only a four-year-old, only just turned four. He's had eight starts for four wins. Two of them have been at Group 3 level. On both occasions, he's sat back in the fields, positioning about sixth or seventh, and then the riders have brought him to the extreme outside. Take rides him in Japan, Itaka Take. And he's finished strongly, gets his headlights in low and really attacks the wire. He's very effective between 1,800 and 2,000. He can race handy, but he acts best when settling back in the field. Now, we've only got seven horses in the Randbet tomorrow, Andrew, which could be a little bit of a problem. It could be a messy race for him. I've just been having a look at the speed map, and I think that the Kiwi Fast Dragon will probably take it up, but he will also probably stack them up. That's probably his best chance of running in the top four, the Kiwi, and it could be a bit of a messy race, but I think that Toss and Stardom has the ability to overcome however the race is going to be run tomorrow.
Okay. Later on in the day in the George Ryder, as I've reported, Real Impact's okay. And we should emphasise again, Maxie, what we've been saying on air, that these Japanese horses are certainly take nothing away from Hannah's Goal, but their form is a hell of a lot stronger.
That's true. And according to the rider, we saw Gordon Lord Byron win it last year. And I do believe these two horses that are lining up from Japan tomorrow, World Ace and Real Impact, are equally as good as Gordon Lord Byron. They'll probably need a little bit of luck in running. Real Impact, it was good to hear from Dr. Suam this morning saying that that little crack has been rectified and he's been trotting out well. He's the elder statesman, Andrew, of the four Japanese horses, Real Impact. Lightly raced, though. They've looked after him. He's only had the 25 starts. And as a three-year-old, he won the big race in Japan over the mile, the Yasa Bikinin. His last couple of wins have been over 1,400 metres, and they've been in the same race, the 2013 Hanshin Cup, Group 2, 1,400. Ryan Moore rode him on that occasion. He sewelled him out of the gates. He led and just lasted the score. And then 12 months down the track, the 2014 version of the Hanshin Cup, William Buick took over, rode him similarly, midfield, sixth or seventh. Well, actually pulled him to the outside and he really let go in the home straight, managed to just get up. So Real Impact is versatile and he'll probably go forward in the rider tomorrow.
Okay, what about the other one, World Ace?
Well, he's the one that interests me out of the two here. I had a good chat to Zach Purton about him in Hong Kong. He said he can be a little bit hot and cold. And they are going to put a hood on him tomorrow when they saddle him up, but they'll remove that when he gets around to the start. It's just to keep him a little bit settled. But he's got outstanding form. He beat just away at his third start. He was second in the 2,000 guineas, started favourite in their derby when he finished fourth, only beaten a length. Now, after the derby, Andrew, he didn't race for 20 months. I understand that there were a few little soundness issues with him, but importantly, since World Ace's return, he's won, and he finished a great fifth in the Yasa Bikinin midway through last year behind Just Away on a rain-affected track. So he's versatile. Zach said when he goes the first 200 metres, he tends to be a little bit sluggish. He waits for the field to go. Then he starts to hit his stride. But importantly, Zach said if the race pans out right for him, he's got the ability to win the Ryder Stakes tomorrow, World Ace.
Okay, well, Nick Hall's been up the last two Tuesdays. Like Tommy Berry, he's been riding these horses, so they've been getting used to them. Which one are you looking forward to seeing the most tomorrow?
Tomorrow, probably World Ace, although if you gave me my last $10, I'd probably have it on Toss and Stardom in the Rand Vet. But I think of the two riders, World Ace ahead of Real Impact. We heard Dr. Suam talk about the bandages. World Ace is going to wear bandages all round. He didn't have them on at his last start in Hong Kong, but the doctor says that it's just as a precaution. And as we know, the Japanese trainers, they usually pop a bandage on at the drop of the hat, even where the horses are going out for a walk or light exercise. They're bandaged up on all fours. So, yeah, probably World Ace is the one that I'm most looking forward to tomorrow. But the big gun to the world is waiting for next week.
Yeah, we can't wait. We'll get you back on next week and talk about him, mate. Good luck tomorrow. Hope you're back a winner or two.
Thanks, Andrew. Enjoy Grafton.
Yeah, we will for sure. Michael Maxworthy there with the latest on the Japanese horses. I hope that helps you. Let's talk breeding now with Angus Rowland back in our studio. Good morning, Angus.
Good morning, Andrew.
Some sad news in the last 48 hours on the sad passing of Skating.
Yeah, some sad and somewhat topical news given that her grandson, Vancouver, is the favourite for the Golden Slipper. The lovely grey Doncaster winner of many years ago, Skating, has passed away at the age of 25 at Sedgenhurst Stud. She was a great producer in her own right, produced Myrta Jill, Bradbury's Luck and Sunset Run, and her daughter Skates has produced, as I mentioned, Vancouver, but also Juste Moment, who was a Group 1 winner. She was retired from stud duties in 2013, but hadn't actually had a foal since 2009, and 25 is a great innings. Her name will live on in bloodlines, but sadly, Skating is no longer with us.
Yeah, certainly. May just help Vancouver. We know what happens when these sort of things occur.
They tend to kick, don't they?
Yeah, they do for sure. What's happening at Arrowfield Stud?
Big announcement from Arrowfield Stud this week. Olympic Glory, the star miler in Europe the last couple of years, the son of Schwarzier, will shuttle to Arrowfield this spring. It's the first time that Al Shakab, the Qatari team, shuttled a horse, and this joint venture with Arrowfield should get off to a great success. He was a Group 1 winning two-year-old. He won the Prix Jean-Luc Lagardère, or the Grand Criterium at Longchamp. He won the Queen Elizabeth II Stakes at Ascot on Champions Day as a three-year-old, and then last year as a four-year-old won the Lockinge and the Prix de la Forêt at Longchamp. He's only going to stand for $19,250, which, given the success of Star Spangled Banner, a son of Schwarzier, from his early runners, seems like a bit of a bargain for a horse of this quality.
Savabeel, getting a limited book this season coming up later this year.
He's a stallion with quality. Savabeel, Waikato Stud have announced that they're taking applications for a limited book. He's just become such an outstanding stallion and really taken over from O'Reilly, they sadly lost last year. He's got Lucia Valentina, Costume, Soriano. He got the New Zealand Oaks winner, Savaria, last week. He really is one of the best middle-distance stallions around and seems to be the heir apparent to Zabeel in many ways, his sire. So he'll cover a limited book. They haven't announced a fee yet. They're probably waiting to see how the Easter sales go and the championships, see if he can get some more top-class winners there. But if you want to get into him, I'd suggest apply now because it's a limited book.
Okay. Just finally, some news out of the States.
Yeah, a really interesting one. This 2013 Wellington Boot winner, Power Alert, won a stakes race during the week at Gulfstream Park. We get Gulfstream Park in here at Sky now. He's a son of Alert who stands at Coringle Stud. I think you might have done the Bread to Win glory on him a few years ago, and a daughter of Lochray, a real Coringle product. Bred by Jim Power, they raced him here. He had a few bleeding issues. Trevor Sutherland trained him at Wagga. And he was purchased by Brian Lynch, who is the owner trainer over there. He's had two starts. He's won a listed race now, the Silks Run. He's going to head for a $125,000 Grade 3 turf sprint on April 4 on the Bluegrass Stakes undercard leading into the Kentucky Derby. So keep an eye on Power Alert, a grey like his old man.
Okay, and what's on Bread to Win over the weekend?
Well, we're into the Easter previews in a big way now. We've got Arrowfield Studs Easter Yearlings and also Newgate Farms Easter Yearlings. Plenty to look at there, and that kicks off very shortly and across the weekend. And tune into Autumn Live next Tuesday. Our bloodlines for this week, we're focusing on imports that have won the BMW.
Yeah, well, Autumn Live, of course, the new show on Sky, Thoroughbred Central, as it will be renamed from tomorrow. Sky Racing World changing its brand to Sky Thoroughbred Central from tomorrow. It's still, though, of course, on Foxtel Channel 521. And Autumn Live is there every Tuesday during the carnival from 6 till 7. Thanks, Angus. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Andrew.